It's time for some straight talk, Wingo.
Hit me, big fella.
Athletes love to talk trash, right?
Absolutely. Like you couldn't cover a bed with a blanket or you couldn't catch a cold.
Yep. That's good. Well, athletes aren't the only ones who love to talk smack. Those big wireless companies love to brag about how great their data plans are.
Sure, they say they have, quote, unlimited plan, end quote, until you run out of data and they hit you with a data overage.
Bingo, just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. Their ultimate unlimited plan is exactly that, unlimited. You get all the high-speed 4G LTE data you need for just $55 a month.
And no overages.
Exactly. All on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, best phones, best networks, and now the best unlimited data deal.
It speaks for itself.
Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited Plan. Get 4G LTE data that never runs out for just $55 a month. Available at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte. Here's Dari Noka.
This one's not going to be close. In fact, Baker Mayfield will win the Heisman Trophy tomorrow night and might do it by a record margin of victory. The two biggest Heisman blowouts in history have come when only three players went to New York as finalists, and that's the case this year. And while Baker has been dominant, the truth is there hasn't really been a close contender for at least the last half of the season. Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson's been fantastic, but nobody's paying attention because his team was disappointing. Stanford tailback Bryce Love is the best running back, but he's been much less watched than even Lamar. But Baker Mayfield, starting with a primetime week 2 win at Ohio State, followed by wins against Oklahoma State and two more against TCU, no down games for the OU QB, and he's managed to keep himself in the limelight, even off the field, by doing things a dope might do. He's not 100% universally loved, but he is the most outstanding player in college football. And in an era when Johnny Manziel, Jameis Winston, and Cam Newton have won recent Heismans, Baker will win one too, whether you like him or not. In 60 seconds, it sure isn't part of any solution.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
What were the Marlins doing some 2.5 years ago when they signed Giancarlo Stanton to that 13-year, $325 million deal? Did anybody think they were going to suddenly decide to build themselves into a winner with more high-dollar contracts? You know, from that standpoint, it never made sense, so now what's happening was always going to happen. They would finally admit, though it took the sale of the franchise to really do it, that they can't afford the man, and no more people care about that team in South Florida with him than they would without him. Now he's getting out. But with his no-trade clause, he can choose his suitor. And naturally, Stanton wants to go to a big gun. His final four, reportedly, the four teams that went to the league championship series this season. The Astros and Yankees in the American League, the Dodgers and Cubs in the National League. Oh, that should really help baseball's already brutal balance of power. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
5:05, welcome back and welcome in to hour number two of the program. It's time for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire can prepare your car for winter. Visit them online, lindertire.com, for great tire and service specials. Save now at Linder Tire with an instant rebate of $40 on a set of four passenger or light truck GT radial tires. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn. Our producer, Kyle Mann, helping get us to 7 o'clock tonight. High school basketball on the way. Check out KGYMRadio.com for a full complement of the evening's games. And while you're there, don't forget to vote in our KGYM Radio poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on 1st Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to Home Depot. Will Baker Mayfield, you just heard Dari Noka make the suggestion at the top of the hour, will Baker Mayfield win the Heisman Trophy by the largest margin ever this weekend, yes or no? Emil's Hideaway, sponsor of the poll question. Let's bring in our next guest as we get hour number two rolling along, thanks to our friends at Linder Tire. It's former Hawkeye and burgeoning media star Matt Bowen, as we bring Matt onto the program. The last time that we talked with you, Matt, your profile was just being raised, but you're all over the place now. ESPN loves you, and yet you've still got time to carve out some time to watch the Hawkeyes every Saturday. What'd you think of this season?
I thought there were some great moments for the Hawks. I think you saw a lot of young development in key areas. I think obviously with Nate Stanley at the quarterback position, he can be a star. He can be a guy that NFL teams look at in a couple of years when you see his size in the pocket, the pro offense he plays, and the ability to read the field, his toughness, his mental awareness. I thought he did a lot of good things as a young quarterback. Obviously, Josh Jackson had an unbelievable season. Josie Jewell had a great season. They're getting the honor they deserve postseason. I think really looking at a couple of games that could have gone either way. The Northwestern game in overtime, obviously the Penn State game at home. I thought the Hawks played an excellent football game. So really a couple games away from having a different narrative on the season. But, you know, another opportunity to play Boston College in the bowl game coming up. You get that win and then roll into the offseason with a young talent on the offensive line, extremely young talent on the defensive line. So I talked to a pro scout during the season, and he put it to me best. He said, in a couple of years, Kinnick's going to be loaded with pro scouts because of the talent up front. When that talent starts to develop and take the next step in their college career, these NFL teams are going to be all over.
You're a former defensive back. You played 7 years in the NFL. Give me the pluses and minuses for a team looking at Josh Jackson right now, because chances are pretty good he's going to be playing his last game with the Hawkeyes at Yankee Stadium later this month.
Well, I think the pluses are obviously the ball skills. And then he plays for Phil Parker. As you look around the NFL right now, there's a couple guys, Micah Hyde, Desmond King, they're playing pretty good football, and they play for Phil. I think Phil is one of the best defensive back coaches in the nation. In terms of just how he develops players, you know, a lot of these guys don't come in with four-star ratings. I know Josh Jackson didn't. I know Desmond didn't. I know Micah didn't. And look what he does to get the most out of them, develop and get them pro-ready. That's the thing. You learn professional NFL skills at the University of Iowa with Kirk and that entire staff, but especially talking about Phil here. He's one of the best I've ever played for. And I only got 1 year with him. I played in Kirk's first team. So I only got 1 year with Phil. But I put his technique, his ability to teach, his ability to communicate with anyone in the country. And you see that with Josh in terms of his development. And you have 7 picks in a season. That's going to stand out. His hands all over the football a bunch of other times. Solid tackler, physical player. And I think really, I wouldn't say negatives now, because you have to see him test. And, you know, that's just how the NFL works. Every year at the combine, we want to see the stopwatch times for defensive backs. And you want to see him run in the high 4.4s. If he runs in the low 4.5s or mid 4.5s, it's obviously going to impact his grade. But I always say, hey, go back to the tape. Go back to what the tape's telling you. The tape always tells you a story, guys. And with someone like Josh Jackson, I think it's going to tell a great story, and he can be a pretty high draft pick.
What does the tape tell about Josie Jewell, and what is an NFL team going to get in him next year?
I think Josie probably going to be a day two pick, and what that means, to the modern format of the NFL is, day two pick is a second, third round guy. Obviously, testing is going to come into play as well, but the thing about Josie Jewell is he's always around the football. Okay, and that's not easy to do. Myself as a player, I wasn't always around the football. Like, you can't teach it. You can't teach those natural skills to find a ball and to make plays. That's what he does. He can get sideline to sideline. I think he'd be a 3-down player in the NFL. Extremely physical, extremely passionate, brings energy. That's the type of guy you want in your program. Especially when I'm talking about NFL football, you want in your program because he brings energy, he brings passion. He's going to elevate the energy of the players around him. And that's some of the stuff you're going to get from testing. That's what I always say about Iowa guys. Here's another thing. I talked to GM, this is a long time ago. He said, when you get an Iowa football player from Kirk Ferentz's program, you're really getting a second-year pro. And what that means is, I'm not talking about a second-year pro in terms of making plays over the field on Sunday. I'm talking about a guy who has extreme maturity, extreme professionalism, and extreme accountability. That's half the battle in the league, guys. There's a lot of guys with talent. Everyone who gets a chance to play in the NFL, whether you're a practice squad guy or Tom Brady, you have talent. It's the guys that have the professional approach that can carve out those 7, 8, 9-year careers. And then with Josie Jewell, that's what I'm expecting. A longer career in the NFL, where he plays a lot of good football and plays on winning football teams.
Talking with former Hawkeye Matt Bowen here on the program. Let's switch our attention to the NFL. You, as we said, played 7 years in the league. Why do you think interest is waning in the NFL these days, Matt? You watch more NFL than probably anybody who's listening to this station does right now.
I would make a couple changes. Okay, the Thursday night game, that thing's got to go. Because you have to think about just the natural arc of the week for players. Okay, so Monday you watch film, Tuesday and you lift and you do some conditioning and you start the treatment process. Tuesday's your day off. Wednesday's, your install day. Thursday's your third down install day. Friday, red zone, 2 minutes. Saturday, walkthrough. Okay, it's a pretty standard routine, and it becomes robotic almost. As a player, you adjust to that scheme, and that's what you know. The biggest thing is the treatment schedule. So now you're putting these guys out there 3 days early and telling them to play a football game. The technique's poor. The speed of the game's poor. The tempo slows down. You don't see as many big plays, and you see a lot of penalties. The reason you see a lot of penalties, the guys make penalties or commit penalties when they're out of position. Okay, that means your technique's off. That means you're not getting to the edge of the player as a blocker. It means as a defensive back, you're not getting out of your pedal quick enough, and now you're grabbing on a wide receiver. You're seeing mistakes at the quarterback position. Last night for Matt Ryan's a perfect example. He threw three picks. Okay, that you don't usually see that from Matt Ryan, but on a short week, when guys aren't ready to play, this is the type of quality of football you're getting. And I think that's hurting the league a little bit. Because you're having another day of football. You're putting out, again, last night, those are two the top teams in the NFC. You put them out in a short week. Come on, that's not good for the league. It's not good for the fans at home, for me as an analyst watching the game, because you're not seeing the best product. I think that's part of the reason. Obviously, the other thing is some of the injuries. You see a lot of injuries this season. Now, obviously, watching the Green Bay Packers is a lot different right now. I think Brett Hundley is doing a great job. I think he's developing. He's showing signs of positive growth at the quarterback position. But hey, it's still not Aaron Rodgers. When I watch the Packers, I want to watch Rodgers. He's the best player in the NFL. I want to see that every week. So a couple key things that I think, just from a straight football perspective, have hurt the league a little bit this year. But I always say this. When it comes time to the playoffs in the NFL, I still think it's the best football in the world. And I think you'll see the ratings go up, especially if you have a Drew Brees in there, a Tom Brady, a Ben Roethlisberger, guys like that. Big market teams that people want to see, you'll see the ratings go back up, and you'll see the best football. The guys will be rested. They'll be ready to go.
Now, Matt, I read an article that you wrote about a year ago, and you talked about your coaching experiences. And one thing that you highlighted on that I found interesting was you were talking about the spread offense. And coming from the Iowa program, ooh, you talked about you didn't want to budge on the spread offense at first, but you think that the run-pass option, the up-tempo, is kind of the future of football. My question is, can that coexist with the pro-style offense? Will it kind of make its way into the NFL and maybe into a program like Iowa's?
I think it's already making its way into the NFL. You're seeing it just like a Kansas City's offense. Look at Carson Wentz and the Eagles. Even Tom Brady runs run-pass options. Obviously, Tom Brady's not going to pull the ball and run on the edge. It's not his game, but there are run-pass options built into that playbook. That is modern football. That's where the game's going, in my opinion. And it starts early. We have quarterbacks that come into our program where I coach here at Chicago at IC Catholic Prep, and they're light years ahead of where I was as a high school quarterback. Light years ahead. These kids are throwing at a much younger age. They're playing 7-on-7, and the offenses are facilitating more production from the quarterback position. We run a spread system. We run up-tempo. We never huddle at the high school level. And we play fast. We have one-word code words for our plays, so our guys can play even faster. And I think that style of play has changed the quarterback position. That's the first thing that people are going to notice. It's changed the quarterback position. So if you're an NFL GM right now, there's not many true pro-style offenses. And even, Brian Ferentz's offense at Iowa, you still see some RPOs. You still see every once in a while a zone read with Stanley. I mean, it's making its way to Iowa City as well. Now, Kirk and Brian are never going to get away from the zone running game and power football. That's what Iowa football is. I think that allows them to compete at a high level because they are physical up front. That's what Iowa has always done. But there are some signs of some spread concepts in that game plan for Brian. And really, at the high school level, I'm telling you guys, it's all we see. That's all we see every Friday night. Now, you get into the playoffs a little different. You'll see some wing T. You'll see some double wing. You'll see some triple option, some scheme variety. But really, is the quarterback. So if you're an NFL GM, you have to know right now that if you get a young quarterback, and I think a team like the Chicago Bears is a perfect example of a program that has struggled with that this year, you got to adapt a little bit. That's what coaching is. Coaching isn't saying, well, I got to find the players to fit in my system. No, this poor coaching, you build the system around the talent you have. And what you're getting now is more athletic quarterbacks, quarterbacks that can move outside of the pockets, quarterbacks that can use zone read schemes, and that are used to those spread concepts in terms of their route progressions. So as an NFL coach and an NFL GM, you have to understand that that's what you're going to see at the NFL combine, and that's what you're going to draft, and even for college coaches, that's what you're getting in the recruiting process. You're not finding many guys with 3- and 5-step drops anymore. You're just not. They're playing the shotgun, they're playing the pistol, and the ball's coming out hot. If you notice something in the NFL right now, vertical passing is way down. It's way down. You just don't see as many deep shots anymore because the ball's coming out so much quicker. Quarterbacks are playing faster with their eyes. They're having quicker reads. And those run-pass options tell you where to go. They tell you where to go every time. You read a linebacker. If he attacks the run, you pull the ball and you throw a quick seam or a quick slant route, or you throw the bubble screen. It's all right there for you.
Before we let you go, Matt, how did you get roped into being ESPN's newest fantasy football analyst? I look at your Twitter feed, and it's all fantasy stuff.
Well, you know, I was asked to do that at ESPN, and, you know, I'd never done it before, but I take a different approach to fantasy. And that's what's cool about our staff at ESPN. We have guys who crunch numbers and guys who look at tendencies or trends, and I use that in my writing and how I study the game much more now. But it's really still football. And the way I look at it is, can this guy produce in this matchup? And why can he produce in this matchup? Is it a wide receiver going on a defense that gives him soft cushion outside all day? Is a wide receiver that's going to see a lot more zone coverage, so he's going to catch more passes? Maybe not get as many yards, but he's going to give you 7-8 catches, maybe 10 targets a game. So I really enjoyed it. I love doing it. I think it's obviously great for the NFL. I mean, it's hard to find someone right now who doesn't play fantasy football. It really is. So if I could take what I know about the game of football from playing it and not coaching it at the high school level and use that in my writing and how I study and how I watch film, I think I can give kind of a unique look at how fantasy is played.
All right, Matt Bowen, you've come a long way from those days with the columns in the Daily Iowan when you were playing for Hayden. We appreciate it as always, Matt. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Matt, people may or may not be aware that when he was, I think it was his junior season at Iowa, Hayden Fry's final season, 1998, he was writing a column for the Daily Iowan, something that I can't imagine Kirk Ferentz would probably ever sign off on.
No.
Nowadays with, go ahead and put a computer in front of Josh Jackson or Josie Jewell and let them. But Matt was always interested in the journalism side of things, and he's got a great voice, and the guy knows football.
Yes,
and,
he does.
He started to did a lot of stuff at ESPN Chicago, and I've heard him on the radio there, and his profile has definitely been raised. And, yeah, ESPN has him working alongside Tristan Cockcroft, who's on our program every Wednesday giving fantasy advice. And it's interesting to see a former NFL player immersing himself in fantasy football and giving you that perspective of, here's why I think this matchup's going to work out. Let the dorks do what they do with their numbers. This is X's and O's stuff here. So great stuff with him, and clearly a big fan of Josh Jackson as well. I wanted to start off talking with him about Josh Jackson. And again, I think we're going to see him play his last game in an Iowa uniform coming up later this month at Yankee Stadium in New York City on December 27th, and we'll see where things go from there. He did not take home the Jim Thorpe Award last night, but doesn't take anything away from the season that he's had. And a tremendous, tremendous player. And we'll see. The next step for him is obviously to make that decision after the Pinstripe Bowl. 20 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock, I want to tell you about a website, lowtusa.com. And if you go there, you're going to learn more about a local men's health clinic called Mantality. If you've listened to the program before, you've heard me talk about this, but maybe you're a first-time listener. If you're a guy and you look in the mirror and you no longer recognize who's looking back at you, maybe you've got a little extra belly fat around the midsection, maybe you're feeling a little bit more tired than you normally are, maybe you have less energy, maybe you're even starting to forget things. These could all be signs of low testosterone. Well, Mantality specializes in T TRT, testosterone replacement therapy. It's safe. It's affordable. Everything's above board. You're actually dealing with doctors, nurse practitioners, real doctors, covered by insurance, Mentality, and LowTUSA.com. Their newest clinics open in North Liberty. They're taking appointments now. And the best part is, you go, you get checked out. It's kind of like when if you think there's something wrong with your car and you take it to the mechanic and they look it over and they go, no, you don't have any problems. You're out the door, right? No hitch. But if they do find something, well, you don't want to leave the mechanic without getting it addressed. LowTUSA.com and Mentality. 522, we'll step aside and take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have another big board update for you. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is on his way to the KGYM studios. He's going to sit in for Alex over the final 90 minutes of the show tonight. More to come after this.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, he could pick up a pound of coffee for just 33 cents. Prices have changed a bit since then, so now, 7 decades later, $70 would be a very nice windfall, and $700 would be absolutely spectacular. So in honor of Hertine and Stocker's 70th anniversary, you can register right now to win one of 70 $70 gift certificates Hertine and Stocker is giving away. Drawings continue through December 18th. And on that final day, one person's name will be drawn to win the grand prize of a $700 gift certificate for their store. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and register for your chance to win. And be sure to wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
RCC invades the U.S. Cellular Center on December 29th with live MMA fights presented by the Matthew Lepik Elite Home Team. Witness the doctor, Joe Vitapo, take on Daniel Bulldog Vizcaya, Derek, the Cedar Rapids Cycle Lauffer, up against bogus John Duvall. The Rebirth, Parnell Davis battling Aaron Jawbreaker Powers. Tyrone, Native Warrior Roberts versus David the Nightmare Glover. And Sarah Primal Patterson against Morel the Mo Machine Charneski. Tickets and bout updates at www.rccfights.com.
Napa Know-How.
If 80s minivans taught us anything, it's that wood grain can make anything cooler. Like the wood grain Bluetooth speaker from Napa for only $15.99. That's a small price to pay for wireless connectivity, great sound, and a sleek finish. So come get the Bluetooth speaker from Napa with wood grain trim for only $15.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/17.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney Rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Drive Time on the Todd Bromelcamp Show, driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com. Continuing on, love it or leave it, in a few minutes. I was getting, Alex, kind of excited about him coming around on the Pinstripe Bowl trip, which is going to be coming up later this month. And then something popped into my Twitter timeline just moments ago during that last break. I'm reading a lot of baseball writers. They're in my timeline 24/7, but with the winter meetings approaching and the Shohei Ohtani news earlier today, it's pretty baseball heavy. And I see John Heyman of FanRag Sports, MLB Network, a well-respected writer who many, many years ago was at the Argus Dispatch in the Quad Cities before he went on to superstardom as a well-known national baseball writer. The following tweet an hour ago: I am moving Newark to the bottom of my oft-updated airport rankings. And then Keith Law, who has been on this program as well, replied with, the worst. Guess which airport I'm returning to the Midwest from on December 28th.
I'm guessing it's not LaGuardia.
It's EWR, the Newark Liberty Airport, which I've never flown into or out of.
You're not staying there, though, are you?
Actually,
Newark.
The plan as of right now is, and people are like, why are you flying out of Newark? I had enough points for a free flight, and I couldn't get the free flight out of LaGuardia, where I'm flying into. I have to go across the river to Newark. I'm leaving the game, Yankee Stadium. I'm getting my work done on the 27th. After the game is over, I am taking a cab or Ubering or whatever from Yankee Stadium to Newark and staying at a Marriott right by it's actually on the airport property, and then flying out right away at what will be 5 Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, so I can get back here and do the show on the 28th. Not saying I'm the Employee of the Year here or anything, if that award existed in the building, but hint, hint. 528, there is no award for that in the building. And if there is, I certainly haven't won it in the last 6.5 years that I've been here. Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State beat Iowa in the Cy-Hawk Series game last night, 84-78 in Ames. It was actually the best that the Hawkeyes have looked in a couple weeks, but they still turned the ball over 18 times and made only one free throw the entire night. The Cyclones had the best player on the floor in Lindell Wigginton. He finished with 24 points, and Nick Weiler-Babb also turned in 15 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. The Cyclones, once thought to be in a rebuilding year, have now won 6 in a row with conference play approaching. Cordell Penzel took a tumble into the Cyclone student section late in the game. Fran McCaffrey told reporters last night he suffered a laceration to his leg, but there haven't been any reports today of any fracture or any kind of structural damage. Northern Iowa continued its strong start last night, getting a big win over Texas Arlington, 62-58. Clint Carlson had a huge game, leading with 24 points to move the Panthers to 7-2. They've already got a few good wins this season and find themselves 20th in the RPI. The Associated Press announced its Big 12 football honors today. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell was named the Conference Coach of the Year. David Montgomery, Kamari Cotton-Moya, and Joel Lanning were all first-team all-conference, while Alan Lazard, Jake Campos, and Brian Peavy were all second-teamers. We've got some good high school basketball action for you tonight, beginning at 5:50 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We're going to go to Cedar Rapids Xavier for the start of a doubleheader between the Saints and Linmar. The girls will play first, and then the boys will be starting around the time our show is over, at which point we'll put that game on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are home tonight and tomorrow, too, if you're looking for something to do. They're taking on the Chicago Steel tonight at 7:05, and then tomorrow it's ugly sweater night with the Dubuque Fighting Saints, another 7:05 start.
I just got a text from one of our part-timers, Zach Johnson, who says, sorry, Todd, but the Employee of the Year goes to Juan, always.
Well, that may be a little bit of an issue. Rob is here, by the way, if we could get somebody to go grab Rob. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, going to be joining us shortly. We'll kick off his segment with us tonight with Love It or Leave It. And then it's time for the big hour at 6 o'clock, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. More after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by McDonald Optical, over 60 years of helping you see your world more clearly in downtown Iowa City and at the Iowa City Marketplace.
When you're looking for a new pair of glasses, it's nice to have a pair of locations to choose from. That's why McDonald Optical has 2 Iowa City locations. Stop and see McDonald Optical in their brand new space next to Panera, inside the Iowa City Marketplace on the east side of town. Or come to their tried and true store on South Clinton Street downtown. Schedule an eye exam with one of their excellent doctors. And find your next pair of glasses at one of McDonald Optical's pair of Iowa City stores. McDonald Optical. Eyewear as individual as you.
TP.com for details.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. The Major League Baseball offseason began with a couple of giant fish on the market. One, Giancarlo Stanton, could be had via a trade. The Marlins want to dump payroll again. The second big fish, Shohei Ohtani, the two-way Japanese Babe Ruth. One of those two is now off the market. It is Ohtani. Made up his mind today. He's agreed to sign with the Los Angeles Angels as an international free agent. As for Stanton, at one point it was believed the Cardinals and the Giants were the two front runners. Now it appears they're both out. Cardinals are informed today they are out. Stanton not wanting to waive his no trade clause to go to St. Louis, even though general manager John Mozeliak said that there was a deal in place via a trade. Now, a short time ago, the Giants are also informed they too are out. So now it's believed to be just the Dodgers. But if they cannot get a deal done between the Marlins and the Dodgers, Giancarlo Stanton would be willing to waive his no-trade clause to go to the New York Yankees. Robert Woods, missing the last two games for the Rams, finally practiced today. Rams and Eagles, biggest game of the year, on Sunday.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
At Amazon, we've got everything you need for the perfect holiday get-together. From wining to dining to reclining together afterwards. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25, only at Amazon, for all your entertaining and gifting needs. So whether it's a small family gathering or a whole house full, if you're hosting good times this holiday, visit Amazon.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
5:35, welcome back in the middle of the Drive Time Hour here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show. Drive Time brought to you by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com. Some great online coupons for some holiday savings. You can also stop by one of their three Iowa locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in for Alex, who's making his way to call some high school basketball tonight. And you and I were talking on the way back from Nebraska a couple weeks ago about maybe if it was the Pinstripe Bowl, we weren't going to go. And you and I are both going to the Pinstripe Bowl. We capitulated.
The novelty of Yankee Stadium drawn me.
That was the selling point my wife gave to me, too, was to go to Yankee Stadium and see that. And he's actually Mike 2 there. Rob, apologize for that.
It's okay. They don't want to hear me anyway.
Well, you know, it's the joys of working in live radio. We were talking about Yankee Stadium sort of being the draw there between to go and cover the game. And we'll see. I haven't done a ton of research on Boston College. I just know they're not that good.
Yeah, they're from what I've read and what I've, you know, researched so far, they sound a lot like Iowa. Inconsistent on offense, pretty consistent on defense, and, you know, a couple nice wins, Louisville and Florida State, and then some, you know, head-scratching losses. So, but they're the hotter team right now.
Yay. No selling those. So somebody asked me on the text line the other day, the Hurtin and Stocker text line. By the way, we still do have that $50 gift certificate to give away. Have we heard anything about the ticket sales?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
No.
That's not a good sign. And I was looking, I Googled some photos of previous Pinstripe Bowls just to see what the crowd looked like, and I'm not anticipating too many people at Yankee Stadium on December 27th.
I'm not imagining people are going to give up going to a Broadway show to, you know, just general people in Manhattan are going to give up the Broadway show to go sit in 30-degree weather and watch Iowa and Boston College at Yankee Stadium.
You, me, and Hamilton. No, I don't know. The tickets to the Pinstripe Bowl are much cheaper than anything on Broadway or off-Broadway, probably, at this point. Friday, you know what we do on Friday. We do this segment called Love It or Leave It, so let's get rolling.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Rob, I'll go ahead and serve to you first. Here are the Seahawks series.
Yeah, you know, sometimes with that year gap between, you know, home and home with Iowa State, sometimes I forget how good the environment is over there, especially at Hilton Coliseum. It was really, really good last night. And they gave out these fire sticks or something before the game, playing, you know, music that I'm not aware of because I'm old and don't know what the kids listen to these days. But they were rocking those back and forth before the game and really getting into it. And they were loud the whole night. And it's the same for football, too. And it's just, I hear people sometimes question whether or not it's good to play these games, not as much in basketball, but in football. And it's just, I think it's very unique, and I think we're lucky to have this series in this state. The women's game on Wednesday night was hotly contested. The women got their first win there, I think, since whatever it was, 89 or something like that. You had Peter Jock and Georges Niang last night on Twitter making a bet, you know, basically not taking the money themselves, but donating it to the children's hospital or the hospital at each other's respective alma maters. And then I thought it was cool that even though Jock lost the bet, Niang said he would give the Stead Family Children's Hospital $1,000 anyway, so both of those guys will pay up. I think for the most part, it's a friendly rivalry. It's heated, yes, but we're lucky to have it in this state, and I love it.
Number two.
It's a lot of cheddar for G League guys, too, a grand.
Turnovers.
Yeah, what could this possibly be related to? Yeah, no Julia Child report here. 18 of them again last night for the Hawkeyes against Iowa State. Iowa State had just 8 in the victory, and I don't know if there's an easy fix to this one. I think Fran has said he borrowed a page from the Kirk Ferentz playbook. It comes down to execution. And that's why I'm not necessarily going overboard on the panic with this team, because if they do figure out a way to tighten some things up and cut down on the turnovers, those self-inflicted miscues, I do think they're going to be able to win some games. And go back, we had Jess Settles with us in the first hour of the program today. He said, look, there aren't a ton of great teams in the Big Ten this year. Iowa, even though they look like they've got their fair share of warts, is still going to be able to go out and win some Big Ten games. So I'm not ready to run up the white flag yet, but I think it's very clear that this team has some issues with turnovers, and they need to get that taken care of.
Number three.
Fire Fran.
That's what we get when...
We had a guy on the text line earlier today.
Yeah. It's all over my message board. I got it on Twitter last night. I'm getting better at ignoring these folks when they go, you know, off the ledge, jump off the bridge, so to speak, and definitely leave this. I mean, I think people have short memories of the program that Fran inherited from the previous coach, who will go unnamed at this point.
He's working for my Boston Celtics now as a scout.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll leave that alone. But
probably some place where he can sit alone quietly, not have to talk to anybody, and just watch basketball,
head in
which
hands.
Is what he wanted to do.
Head in hands. It's Iowa.
it's $1 million a year is what it was.
For 7 years. But Fran, obviously, if you look at the track record of what he's done here with the, I think it's four straight years with a first team All Big Ten pick, over the last 3 years, maybe even 4 years, the third most wins behind Wisconsin and Michigan State in the Big Ten. This team, I think the expectations were probably too high. There were disappointments in the football season, which exacerbated those expectations of being too high. People were looking forward to the basketball season, but when you look at this team, and you touched on it with turnovers, they're a young team making mistakes right now. And we've seen Iowa basketball under Fran peak early. I think this team is going to continue to get better as the season. I was impressed last night with the hustle, and when they didn't turn the ball over, they were efficient, and they found ways to get Bohannon the ball late by using Ellingson at point guard. I think they're just figuring things out, and Fran can still coach, and his staff hasn't forgotten how to coach. They've done a pretty good job here so far, and I think people need to exercise a little bit of patience.
Number four.
Don't sleep on you and I.
Yeah,
kaboom,
kaboom, kabullseye, everything. There is a basketball team in the state of Iowa right now with a top 30 RPI that is playing very well right now, and they also happen to be in a conference that no longer has Wichita State standing in their way. I would advise folks not to sleep on you and I at this point, especially Iowa State, because they draw the Panthers in this year's Hy-Vee Classic, which is coming up next week, right, in Des Moines?
Week from tomorrow.
So 8 days away. I really like this UNI basketball team. I love this team, as Gary Reimer would say, but they did it again last night. UT Arlington, I think a number 44 in the RPI rankings, coming to the McLeod Center. And UNI had to come from behind to pick up the victory, but they did so. And it'll be interesting to watch just exactly how that team can develop moving forward. But I wouldn't sleep on the Panthers right now. Definitely love it.
Number five.
A Bronx cheer.
Yeah, there was not a Bronx cheer. Well, there was a Bronx cheer when Iowa fans found out it was not the Music City Bowl in Nashville. But it wasn't a hooray cheer. I get where people are coming from. That they're disappointed that they can't go to the bowl game. But that's just kind of how these things work out sometimes. Iowa had a chance to control that on the field, and it did not do that during the season. And I see a lot of people getting down on who cares about the bowl, things like that. I would leave that. I think this is a chance for Iowa to get off the bowl schneid, break the skid, so to speak, and get back to, get a win for the first time in a bowl since 2010. It's not a sexy opponent, to use a word of Kirk Ferentz's, but it's a chance for them to win a game. These seniors have all talked about playing in four bowls and not being able to come out with a win to end their season. I think it's really important to them. And I think when this game rolls around, I think a lot of people have said, who cares? We'll care, and they'll tune in and they'll watch the game. So leave the negativity to the Pinstripe Bowl.
Number six.
Angel in the outfield and on the mound.
I'm going to leave this. Lost in all of the Shohei Ohtani buzz earlier today, he has made his decision. He was down to seven teams. He's going to be a Los Angeles Angel moving forward. And people are saying, I just don't see where this came from. A, he's got a relationship with Billy Epler, the GM in Anaheim, going all the way back to when he was in high school. There's no established Japanese star. He wants to play or wanted to play in a small market. This gives him the benefit of being in a big market, but essentially playing in a small market team because Anaheim is essentially a suburb of Los Angeles. They're number two behind the Dodgers. He's going to be their number one guy in the rotation. It's not going to be Garrett Richards or Matt Shoemaker. Lots of things attractive. And oh, by the way, you get to play with one of the biggest faces in MLB and Mike Trout. There's a lot of marketing opportunities there. But I'm going to leave what I think few people are talking about or focusing on with Ohtani, known as the Japanese Babe Ruth, and that's the fact that he wants to pitch and play the outfield, which, by the way, an outfield of Ohtani, Justin Upton, and Mike Trout is intriguing to me. But stop and think about how difficult it is to be a standout pitcher in Major League Baseball, and then stop and think about how difficult it is to excel as a position player. And he's going to come to the United States and he's going to excel at both. I don't buy that. I'm a little skeptical here as to whether or not this is going to work out. And I think that the teams that missed out on him may have dodged a bullet. Now, if he was coming over and he was going to focus on just being a pitcher, or he was going to focus on just being an outfielder, I'm totally in. But this plan for him to do both, I think the Angels are playing with some fire here. But it is intriguing. It's going to be the storyline of spring training, not the storyline of the offseason. We'll get to that in just a little bit.
Number seven.
Playoff expansion.
Man, I'm leaving a lot of things tonight. I'm leaving this one too, the college football playoff expansion crew, after the Ohio State, Alabama discussions last weekend, when the final league playoff, conference playoff championship games were done. It geared up Saturday night. As soon as those games ended, Ohio State or Alabama. And that's the kind of conversation that we had before the playoffs came around, where people were involved in debating who's better. I just don't see expanding it to eight games. You're going to have people debating over who's the number nine team. To me, Ohio State had its chance to get into the playoffs this year on the field, and four teams is enough for me. I think whoever comes out of this four-team playoff legitimately is the best team in college football. I don't think anybody's going to say it was USC or Ohio State when this thing's all said and done. I don't need to see more playoff games. These guys play enough games as it is during the season. Injuries are high as it is. Keep it at four. So I'm going to leave the playoff expansion.
Number eight.
Giancarlo
Stanton is saying no to waiving the no-trade clause with the Marlins. He's told the Cardinals he's not going to waive the no-trade clause, and now, according to multiple reports, he's told the San Francisco Giants that he's not waiving the no-trade clause. And those are the two teams that the Marlins actually had agreements in principle to send him to. Well, guess what? They showed their hand yesterday, the Marlins did, by trading D. Gordon to the Mariners. So Stanton has all of the leverage here. He knows sooner or later they're going to have to capitulate and move him because the contract isn't going away. They don't want to trade him. They want to trade the contract. And so if he stays in Miami, who cares if they tear the team down around him? He's still going to get paid. Now, he wants to win, but if this is a game of chicken, he's not going anywhere. He's not budging. And the Marlins, they already have, because you either move Stanton and you keep the team intact and try to sell some tickets and keep your fans engaged, or you do the opposite of that, and now they're tearing the team down. I still think they're going to move Stanton. They lose on both fronts. So Stanton, to me, has all of the leverage here. He says he wants to go to one of four teams. I think he said the Cubs because he wanted to burn the St. Louis Bridge. Now, you say you want to go to the Cubs and not St. Louis. How in good faith can the Cardinals bring you in at that point? So I think it was very clear he knew what he was doing by saying the Cubs and the Dodgers, because who are their biggest rivals and who are the two teams that had the agreement in principle? It was the Giants and the Cardinals. Giancarlo Stanton, pretty smart guy. He's also going to be wearing a different uniform come next year, but I have no idea which one it's going to be.
Number 9.
Store samples.
My non-sports hot take of
the week. Are we talking Costco?
I don't do Costco.
Going around and feeding the kids on the weekends? My wife and I saw that last week. Somebody brought three kids with them and just... It was like they were at Shakey's, just going back for more samples.
It's like bulk foods when I was in college. We'd go in there. Well, that's a story for a different day. After the bars closed, I'm probably on the minority on this, but I am not down with the store samples. And a lot of it is because in the stores that I see them in, you know, local grocery stores, it's the same people. And I get to this point now where I'm feeling obligated. They look at me as I'm coming towards them, and they're like, please, take this food.
That's older ladies, right. Grandmotherly type characters. Folks. You don't want to tell them no. I'll take the Triscuit.
But I don't want that thing that you have on there. It doesn't look appetizing, and I'm not really hungry. But a lot of times I end up taking it anyway because I feel guilty. That's why I try to bring my kids with me on the weekends. Because that's when they do a lot of these samples.
Yeah, they'll eat anything.
And they will. They'll eat the pizza, they'll eat the donuts, they'll eat the cheesecake, they'll eat the fruitcake if they put it out there. Too many people pushing the samples on me. And I guess for the fourth out of the five items I had, I'm leaving the store samples.
Nothing wrong with leaving more than loving.
Yes.
Number 10.
Bad airports. This scares me because I'm traveling soon.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but I was talking to Alex about my travel plans for the Pinstripe Bowl, and I'm flying into LaGuardia, which is an airport that I'm pretty familiar with, but I'm flying out on the 28th out of Newark. And John Heyman just tweeted, I'm moving the Newark airport to the bottom of my airport rankings.
Oh, no.
And Keith Law replied, the worst. So I don't know what I'm getting into here, but bad airports, I got to leave bad airports. Give me like a Cinnabon and some, well, I can't even do that now because of the low carb, but give me a place to eat. Give me a, is it Brooks News? What's the name of the news stores that are in all
that
the airports?
Right.
Give me a place to buy the local newspaper. Give me a place to grab a bite to eat. Midway has a Harry Carey's right there by the gate, so I always go there and load up on a couple cocktails before I hop on the plane. But I don't know about bad airports, man. I'm a little worried about 6 a.m. Eastern time at Newark.
Oh, that should be fine during rush hour.
That's why I'm staying. I'm actually more worried about getting from Yankee Stadium to Newark on a, is it a Wednesday night, right?
That is a Wednesday night, yes. Good luck with those train rides.
We'll see how that goes. It's love it or leave it. We'll come back and take a quick break. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. The Drive Time Hour, driven by Linder Tire, continuing on after this.
If you don't love it, leave it.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Want to see the security guy's face at Yankee Stadium when he's going through the dirty underwear and all of this stuff? Because the suitcase is coming with me. Because I'm checking out of the hotel, taking it to the stadium, and then leaving from the stadium for the airport hotel. So they're going to search that bag. I think I'm going to have a little fun with them. I'll put the undies, the dirty undies, right on top.
I'm sure they've seen worse if there's security at Yankee Stadium.
See, that's spoken like a Mets fan. You're going to get me in trouble with the Yankees fans. I don't think Bill listens to the program anymore. I've been too negative with the Yankees. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State beat Iowa in the Cy-Hawk Series game last night, 84-78 in Ames. It was actually the best the Hawkeyes have looked in a couple weeks, but they still turned the ball over 18 times and made only one free throw the entire night. The Cyclones had the best player on the floor in Lindell Wigginton. He finished with 24 points, and Nick Weiler-Babb also turned in 15 points with 10 assists, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. The Cyclones, who were once thought to be in a rebuilding year, have now won 6 in a row with conference play approaching. Iowa's Cordell Pemsel took a tumble into the Cyclone student section late in the game, and while Fran McCaffrey told reporters he suffered a laceration to his leg, there have not been any reports today of any fracture or structural damage. Northern Iowa continued its strong start last night, getting a big win over Texas Arlington 62-58. Clint Carlson had a big game, leading with 24 points to move the Panthers to 7-2. They've already got a few good wins this season and find themselves 20th in the RPI. The Associated Press announced its Big 12 football honors today, and Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell was named the Conference Coach of the Year. David Montgomery, Kamari Cotton, Moya, and Joel Lanning were all first-team all-conference, while Alan Lazard, Jake Campos, and Brian Peavy were all second-teamers. We've got some good high school basketball action for you tonight. We just, right recently, over on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, we've got Xavier and Linmar. The girls are playing, and the boys are going to play right as we're getting off the air today. And then we're going to have that game on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
How do you treat Shohei Ohtani? Is he a prospect coming over?
Wasn't Ichiro up for Rookie of the Year when he came over?
I think
you have to treat them as a prospect because they are rookies.
My wife was like, "Do you think he'll be in Burlington this year?" And I go, no, he's going straight to the major leagues. That's going to do it for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire. We got the big hour coming up next, hour number 3, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Rob and I are going to talk a little Hawkeye basketball and more. Back with more after this. It's the Todd Brolenkamp Show on 1600 KGYM.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get one